Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Among the new board members elected to serve on the National Corn Growers Association Board of Directors is Troy Schneider of Colorado. He previously served on the NCGA Market Development Action Team for the past 4 years and outlines the work that he is supporting as a new NCGA board member.
Our grain going into Mexico with the decree from Mexico in February, we have to get that stopped. You know, their ban on GMO corn, that is one of our largest markets for grain exports. We have to continue to fight to stop that. And then also we need to pass the Next Generation Fuel Act, along with getting year-round E15 over the last hurdle. For the last 3 years, we've had emergency waivers for sale of E15 in the summertime. The EPA is working on it. Hopefully at this time next year or even sooner, we have it in the books that E15 can be sold year-round across the nation.
In addition, Schneider says he and the board are pushing for stronger farm financial security in the 2023 Farm Bill via a solid insurance frame so that farmers do not have to rely on ad hoc disaster payments. In addition to Schneider being elected to the board of directors at the recent Corn Congress, others elected included, in addition to Schneider, Jed Bauer of Ohio, Kelly Neuenhaus of Ohio, and Bill Lee from Illinois were all recently elected to the board of directors at the recent Corn Congress meeting. The new chairman is Tom Hag of Minnesota, and next year the president will be Harold Woolley Jr. of Minnesota. The first vice president will be Kenny Hartman from Illinois.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.